This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I just want to share three original ideas on Parashas Bereishis. The Pasuk tells us, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Ki Sheva Sayim, Yukam, Kayin, Velemech, Shivim, Veshiva. Lemech had killed his great-great-grandfather, Kayin. His wife separated from him. And Lemech says, what's the big deal? Kayin, who killed B'mezid, was given 7 generations of reprieve. I, who killed B'shoigeg, I should be given many sevens. Rashi says, Shivim V'shiva? It doesn't literally mean 77. It means Ribuy Shvi'iyos, many sevens. The Bnei Yisachar in his Sefer Igra Dekala asks, he says, Lo yadati mibnei ma tofas davka shivim v'shiva. Why does the Pasuk say 77? He says, I have not seen in any of the Mefarshim who explains why 77. It's very far-fetched in my eyes that it's just coincidental that it says many sevens. Well, I would humbly suggest that it's certainly not coincidental. Great things are never coincidental. I found in the writings of Ramami Pano and the Sefer Gogulei Neshamis, this is also in the Arizal and Likutei Torah in this week's Parsha, Shaul HaMelech, the first king of Israel, was a nitzutz of Lemech. Lemech and Melech have the same letters. And from Lemech till Shaul was 77 generations. Lemech killed Kayin. Shaul HaMelech knew that he was Chayiv Misa. Therefore, Shaul took his own life to be masaking the murder of Kayin. Accordingly, V'lemech Shivim V'shiva is precise. It was exactly 77 generations. But we could see even further wonders from the Torah. Because very interesting, if you notice, the family, the line of Shais, the names are almost identical to the line of names from Kayin. So for example, and this is pointed out by Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, we have Kayin Kenan. We have in the family of Kayin Irad, Yered. We have Mechuyael by Shais, Mehalalel. By Kayin Mesushael. By Shais, Mesushalach, Chanoich and Chanoich, Lemech and Lemech. Maybe we could say that the intention of Shais was to correct the line of Kayin, and therefore he gave the same names. By the second Lemech in Perakei Pasuk Laman Aleph, we find, in fact, Vayehi kol yimei Lemech, Sheva v'shivim shana u'sheva me'oshana, 777 years. So in fact, there were many sevens in the second Lamech. Perak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ayir Melekim, Tadshei Oretz Desha, Esev Mazriya Zera, Eitz Peri Oise Peri. Eitz Peri Oise Peri. Fruit trees producing fruit. Rashi says that means that the tree should taste like fruit, but the tree didn't listen, but rather, Vatoitzei Oretz, the Eitz Oise Peri. But not Eitz Peri. So we can humbly suggest that in the future, in the Yemos HaMashiach, the trees will rectify their non-compliance. In Tehillim Perek Kuf Mem Ches, the song of the Yemos HaMashiach, it says, Hallelu es Hashem in Haaretz, Eitz Peri! Eitz Peri, not Ve'etz Oisa Peri. Perek Dalet Pasuk Chav Hei, after 130 years, Adam lived with his wife again. Vayeda Adam Oid es Ishtai. Rashi says, what's Oid? Lelamed sheni toisvaloi ta'ava al ta'avasai. Ask the Mizrahi, why is Rashi bringing down this Agada? It's not relevant. It's not Pashat Pshat. So perhaps we could explain as follows with great trepidation. We know there was a Yuridas Hadoiros before the Dor HaMabel. Why? What caused this Yuridas Hadoiros? Perhaps we could say it was their evil custom. Rashi brings down, they had a Minhag Ra. They would have two wives, one for Peri of Rivia, one to procreate, and one to have relations with. The one that was for relations, they would adorn, they would pamper, and the other wife was disgraced like an almana. Lemech had two wives. Ada, who was for procreation, was Meguna. So it comes out that their generations were pogum from either way. The woman that was designated for relations, she would drink a kais shel ikrin. She would become sterile. And even if she would become pregnant, as Tzila did, her generations would be pugum, would be sullied, because their zivug, their union would be only for Hana and not for any noble intentions. And whatever generations came from the woman who was designated for Peri Rivia, they were b'nei snua. The husband did not love this woman. Their zivug was without any chiba v'ahava, and their generations were pagum. And Ada and Sila had separated from Lamech because they figured that their generations would be wiped out in the Dar HaMabel. And Adam said, you have to do what you have to do. You have to follow the mitzvah of procreation, and Hashem will do what He needs to do. And they said, big talker, correct yourself. You separated from your wife for 130 years. So perhaps Adam HaRishon wanted to be mesakein this minhag ra of the Dar, before the Dar HaMabel. And therefore, there's an idea that the kashrus and the chachma of a child is affected by the zivug. And therefore, Adam HaRishon, to his only spouse, Chava, when he lived with her, this time it was with an extra measure of chiba, v'ahava, in order to rectify the pigam of these generations that were, because of their minhag ra, they either were mechavin lehanos atzman, or there was no kavana, there was no hana at all. It was not b'chiba at all. So Adam HaRishon intensify this inyan in order to rectify the generations that he would be able to produce. And in fact, he was able to produce a better line than the line of Cain. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful week ahead. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.